With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Some areas of our country are doing very well. Others are doing less well. It will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better.
有說他們說是記者, 但實際上是不是這麼簡單呢? 我們也都需要去...
From this evening, I must give the British people a very simple instruction. You must stay at home.
We can no longer, from today onwards, be proud. We can no longer sit back and remain silent on the senseless, unlawful killing, sly racism of another human being based only on what? Their skin color.
We are worried that the Chinese Communist Party make use of the evil law to further suppress Hong Kong people.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school, on the other side of the ocean. Yet, you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
Hi everyone, and welcome to Where We Are with Nina Zoe Porter, your breakdown of all the key events in the world from the past 7 days, all in one bite-sized podcast. For today's episode, here's what happened in the world this week.
I want everybody to be given the same treatment as your president, because I feel great. I feel like perfect. So I think this was a blessing from God that I caught it. This was a blessing in disguise. I caught it. I heard about this drug. I said, let me take it. It was my suggestion. I said, let me take it. And it was incredible the way it worked. Incredible.
This week, the President of the United States, Donald Trump, tested positive for COVID-19 along with his wife, Melania. The President's result came after he spent months playing down the severity of the outbreak that has killed more than 207,000 in the United States. After leaving the hospital, in a new video posted on Twitter, the President promised that the treatment he received for coronavirus will be offered to Americans for free. While promising free medical treatment for COVID-19, he continued to insist the COVID-19 outbreak was China's fault.
It wasn't your fault that this happened. It was China's fault. And China's going to pay a big price what they've done to this country. China's going to pay a big price what they've done to the world. This was China's fault. And just remember that. So we're going to get you the drug. It's going to be free. We're going to get it into the hospitals as soon as you can, as soon as we can. And you'll see some amazing things happen.
Also in the video, Trump said he disagreed with the characterization of the treatment manufactured by Regeneron as therapeutic, and said he thought of it as a cure.
And within a very short period of time, they gave me Regeneron. It's called Regeneron. And other things too, but I think this was the key. But they gave me Regeneron, and it was like unbelievable.
Currently, there is no evidence that the experimental antibody treatment, which Trump received on Friday, is the reason for his apparent recovery. Therefore, questions have been raised about Trump's ties to Regeneron. According to a financial disclosure report released in June 2017, the president owned stock in the company. Despite concerns that he should be self-isolating, Donald Trump returned to the Oval Office on Wednesday and called his COVID-19 recovery a blessing from God. In the past few days, it has been reported that the virus has continued to spread among other senior White House figures, 34 people connected to the White House now having contracted the virus. And next. Following last Sunday's election, protesters in Kyrgyzstan are calling for the country's parliamentary election to be annulled over vote-rigging claims. And this week, protesters have broken into parliament in the capital, Bishkek. Footage posted on social media showed rioters in the office of President Sooronbay Jeenbekov throwing paper from windows, with parts of the building appearing to be on fire. The break-in follows a day of clashes with the police, who initially dispersed crowds with water cannons and tear gas. According to the Health Ministry, during the unrest, one person died and nearly 600 were injured. Groups close to the president have been accused of vote buying and voter intimidation. And on Monday, 12 opposition parties jointly declared that they would not recognise the results of the vote. President Jeenbekov has appealed for a return to order, accusing certain political forces of attempting to illegally seize power. So far, he has met opposition party leaders and said he would annul the results of the election if necessary. Following the vote, only four parties out of 16 passed the 7% threshold for entry into parliament, three of which have close ties to President Jeenbekov. And finally,
so I want to ask the American people, how calm were you when you were panicked about where you're going to get your next roll of toilet paper? How calm were you when your kids were sent home from school and you didn't know when they could go back? How calm
Thank
were you,
you
Thank when you, your Senator children Harris. Couldn't see your parents because you were afraid they could kill them?
This week, the live TV debate between the candidates for Vice President, Democrat Kamala Harris, and Republican Mike Pence, saw fierce clashes over the coronavirus pandemic. During the debate, Democrat Kamala Harris accused Donald Trump of the greatest failure of any presidential administration in history. However, Republican Mike Pence said her party's pandemic plan amounted to plagiarism. Although the debate was deemed to be more civil than last week's belligerent showdown between Trump and Biden, in this debate there continued to be frequent interruptions from Mr. Pence when Ms. Harris was speaking.
He said he's going to repeal the Trump tax cuts.
Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking. I'm speaking.
Be important if you said the truth. Joe Biden said twice in the debate last week that he's going to repeal the Trump tax cuts.
One of the more viral moments on Wednesday night was when a fly landed on Mr. Pence's head and remained there for some 2 minutes. The phrase, the fly, has been tweeted and retweeted more than 700,000 times since it appeared during the debate. The Joe Biden campaign has taken full advantage of this, registering the domain flywillvote.com, while a picture of the candidate holding a fly swatter has been liked more than 500,000 times at the time of writing. Currently, Democratic nominee Joe Biden leads Mr. Trump with 26 days to go to the vote. Opinion polls indicate the Republican president is trailing by single digits in a handful of battleground states that will decide who wins. So, you're all caught up. That's where we are in the world this week. Be sure to listen next week to stay up to date on the latest news around the world. Search Where We Are with Nina Porter on all podcast platforms and subscribe today to get new episodes first.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.